Most people won't see a connection between their teeth and the electronics they hold in their hands. But early in NASA's history, one researcher spotted a similarity that has led to innovations in toothpaste.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
Bernard Rubin, a senior scientist at NASA's Electronics Research Center in Massachusetts, was working to grow perfect crystals for use in semiconductors, an essential component of computers and many other electronic devices. But Rubin and his colleagues soon became aware of a similarity between their gel diffusion system and the way crystals form in teeth and bones. Several years later, Rubin and another NASA scientist filed for a patent for using gel to grow crystals of brushite, a precursor to hydroxyapatite, the main mineral ingredient in both bone and dental enamel. By the late 1970s, a Japanese businessman had acquired the patent and proposed using the mineral to create a toothpaste that could actually restore teeth. By 1980, the company launched Apident. Today, hundreds of other companies make hydroxyapatite toothpaste, a spin-off technology based on the revolutionary insight of a NASA scientist who used biology to make semiconductors. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.